Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
I finally got it. I see the bell, and when I saw it again, I got the message on the screen. I have no idea where it's going.
And I'm like, why can't something just work today?
Yeah, and of course, I've done quality assurance engineering for about 14 years, and so I've been trained to find bugs in software. I was like, okay, this is just nuts. I'm finding bugs here.
Yes. Well, and it didn't make any sense because I'm like, it's so simple. Like, I just click the microphone and then it says invite friends. And I did that and it should give you the notification. I don't know why it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know why it didn't work on my phone. Then I got on my iPad, I saw your notification. Then I didn't see, join the call. But now when you did the other time, I got the notification and I can see join the
Okay, so
call.
hopefully next time we don't have so many problems.
Exactly.
So I was thinking maybe we could just do a quick chit chat, maybe talk about our day, and then we'll start the interview.
Sure, definitely.
So the reason why my day has been so a little bit stressful is because I got a job where this so I have this person that has become my friend a little bit, and so I've been working for him, and I have been doing different things. Like, he's a bodybuilder, so I've been taking pictures of him, and so he's been paying me for that. And then I was going to create a website for him and his band, but they've decided that they're not quite ready for a website, and so they're going to hold off on that. So he's been having me record his shows and do other things, and now he has I don't know how many years of preaching on VHS, and he wants me to transfer them to DVD. And so that's what I've been doing, and I've been trying to get that done, but I'm just not really having the best of luck with the software that I'm using. And so this morning I put the tape in and I was starting to get ready because the tapes are 2 hours long, so I don't always sit there and watch them. And so I was getting ready and I hear it, I hear him preaching and stuff like that, and I'm listening, and then all of a sudden I hear the fast forwarding sound of the VHS player. I'm like, why is it fast forwarding? I'm not even in there. I haven't even pushed any buttons. So I had to take the tape out and take the CD out, because once it has a little bit of even just a little thing, it thinks that the CD, I can't use the CD. It has to be actually blank in order for the program to work. So I had to take that CD out, put a new one in, and then I spent 2 hours watching it to make sure that it was not going to do that again. And then it said that it was unable to write to the DVD. I'm like, you just did it yesterday. Why can't you do it today too? So that was a little bit frustrating for me. I'm like, I just sat here for 2 hours and you're not working.
No.
So then I should have gone for the bike ride. Like, I was gonna go for a bike ride while it was recording and that kind of thing. I should have done that. I should have just gone for my bike ride and then started the recording. So in the afternoon, I finally got on my bike and I hear thunder. I'm like, no. So I went around the block quick, and then as soon as I got
Oh, wow. So it's been a long day for you already.
Yes.
That's great. Well, hopefully everything will get better now. It goes downhill and then goes back uphill.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, definitely.
He did give me a converter to use, but with his converter, like when I stick the VHS in, I have to fight to get it out. And I'm like, there's like 20 tapes here. I can't fight for, it takes me like six tries to get it out. I'm like, I'm just not going to use his.
Right.
Yeah. So how
Oh,
about you? How was your day?
my day's been good overall. I worked on a few projects this morning and then met with one of my former clients during lunch, and he wanted to pick back up on some projects if his proposal goes through. So we were talking about his plans and what his goals and ideas were. And so after that, came back home and did some more work. I was helping an individual to help her with her website content and just kind of refresh the information and the data and the layout and everything. So I've been working on that. Then after that, had some fruit, cold fruit. It's almost 100 degrees here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I love summer, so I'm like heat is good for me. So had some fruit, and then I said, okay, I got my call with Elizabeth. So far that's been my day.
Wow. So it sounds like it was a little bit better than mine.
Yeah, some days can kind of get a little bit busy, you know. So, but most of the time is pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we've caught up. That way, if people want to join, they can join, I guess, or I'm not really sure how this works. I think they can join this call, but so this will start. I will say, "Hello, everyone, and welcome to Catching Up with Tamara Chaos. I'm Tamara Chaos. How are you all doing? I have with
Doing
me,
great.
oops, sorry.
And yourself?
I have with me today Shama
It's
Patel,
okay.
entrepreneur of Evening Light Designs. Welcome to the show, Shama."
Thanks, Tamara,
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
And you said it right. See, there's so many people like I try to just let it go, but sometimes people say Tamara, and I'm like, no, it's Tamara, just like you said it.
Great.
Yes,
I'm glad I got
it
it
would have been
right.
fine, but I'm just like, yeah, she said it right. Okay, so the first question I have for you are, you are very gifted in the areas of art and illustrating. How did you get started in that?
Well, I've always enjoyed drawing as I was a little kid, and I love to doodle and I love to just be creative. And so over the years, I've just continued to keep going on my creativity skills, and that's just kind of blossomed. And I've been able to help other people develop their skill set from what I've learned, and then also through the opportunities that I've gotten in the past as well, too.
That's cool. I know that you've helped me.
Yes, I'm so glad to have the opportunity to
Yes.
help you.
I haven't had time to draw lately, but I will sometime here. I need to schedule downtime where
Yeah.
I'm just like drawing because I've been so busy doing this and this and this, and I'm like, wait a minute, I need to take time to draw too.
Yeah, so what's a good thing you can do is while you're working away, you can keep a set of sticky notes by your computer table. And every time you have an idea or you're in that thought process, you can sit there and doodle some ideas down or just some designs down in that thinking process. And that might even help you develop some new ideas while you're working on your
Yeah,
projects.
that's really true. Yep, I do love to doodle, especially when I'm like at a place where somebody is talking, and I need to listen, then I just doodle so I can listen. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so have you illustrated any books?
I have illustrated one book that was written by my niece when she was 4 years old, and we presented it to her on her fifth birthday, and it's called The Sad Dolphin, and it can be
Oh,
found
yeah.
on
And I
Amazon.
have that copy, and it is very, very cute.
That's
Yep.
right. Yes, so that was one of the first books I illustrated. And I also illustrated another book too. I believe I was in first grade, and that was a long time ago, but that was my first book I ever actually
Oh,
wrote
that's
and
so cool.
illustrated.
Yeah, I know the schools here have this thing. They call it like the Young Author Award type thing, and so they can all write a book and then some are chosen to be printed. I'm not really sure how far, but that's all I know.
Right.
But it's really cool. I
That,
believe
yeah, that's pretty
what?
neat. Yeah, that's pretty
Yeah.
neat.
And I believe that the boy that we sponsor through or that we mentor through Big Brother Big Sister, I believe that he wrote a book and it got chosen. I do believe. That's pretty cool. I'm
Oh,
not
wonderful.
exactly sure, but I do think so. And then also, he also got a he won the science fair. So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, that's very neat.
So let's see. So my last question, because I think that we should only do like three questions. So my last question at each time is, you also offer drawing lessons. I myself have participated in these, and you're very affordable. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so I like to help people in their creative skills, as I mentioned before. And so I have the opportunity where I can actually create the drawing lessons and send them to your inbox right away. So if you're interested in taking art lessons on the go, they're easy to print out and take it with you along with your sketchbook and your pencil, and you can just follow along. And of course, anytime you have any questions or you want to send me feedback on your drawing, you're more than welcome to send it to me by email, and I will also guide you as needed by phone conversation or through text messaging.
Yeah, that's really cool. And people can just pay you by PayPal.
That's right. Easiest way to
Yes,
do
yes,
it.
indeed. Okay, well, that's all the questions that I have for today. So thank you so much for joining.
Yes, you're more than welcome, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my skill set with you and everyone else.
Yes, so do you want our next session to be next Friday?
Yeah, that would
Okay,
be
that should
great.
work for me. I'll let you know, but it should work.
Okay, yeah,
And this time I will
definitely.
be with you in North Carolina.
Oh, great.
we'll actually be meeting online, but I'll be in North Carolina.
Oh, nice. That'll be a
Yep.
good trip.
So it should be nice. Okay.
Perfect. Well, thank you again
Thank
for your
you.
time.
Bye.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.